Previously on the Brisket and Maine podcast.
Every single rub that we have five rubs. And we want you to have be rubbed out. Like, that's the biggest thing about it. And then if you want to get saucy, we got the sauce. We got the sloppy sauce. So we just try to get rubby and sloppy, you know?
Rubbed out till you get the sauce.
Hey, I'll tell you this, man. People are actually listening to this.
Oh, Petty.
Is Petty better?
Oh, no, I'm Tom Petty Petty.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. Like, yeah, you're more petty than I am.
Yeah.
Like, where's the petty motherfuckers? I'm not going to lie to you. Like, when I'm pooping, I'm like, I wonder if CJ's pooping right now.
I think we're on the same poop schedule.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about the early poop. This is what we're doing. We are the Barstool Barbecue. We are distributing all the goods and all the content you can ever want. He was like, you know what makes Mexican food? I was like, what? He said, pico de gallo, sour cream.
And our grandmothers.
And jalapeno on top. It's a what the fuck you call it? Ponzi scheme?
Yeah, I don't
know. That's like what we're trying to do. We're trying to make
so if y'all bring one more friend, that makes three of y'all. Yeah. So
it'll trickle down.
Yeah, it'll trickle down.
Hey, bro.
Oh, whatever. I've heard it 20 times. That's why I walked away.
I've heard this motherfucker before. I love it. I love it. I love it. Ready to go?
Yep. It is 10:17. What's going on, y'all? This is CJ.
This is Joe Zabala.
And this is a Brisket and Maine podcast show. And
We actually have guests, bro. Can you believe that?
No,
actually. We made it.
I don't know if that's we made it thing. I think it's you try to set up a Ponzi scheme, so that's why they're here. So
yeah, you know, it is. So who do we have today?
What's up? I'm Brian Weisong. I'm with Tumbleweed Textiles, one of the co-founders and owner with our Texas t-shirt company.
No, you're a lifestyle brand. Get it right.
Texas Inspired Lifestyle.
There you go.
Brand.
And then
Jeb Madelich, the other co-owner of Tumbleweed.
You know, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Did you fall in love with me with the first time you met me?
Dude.
Because you...
Well, like, your wife didn't fall in love with you the first time she met you. What the hell did he...
That's true.
That's I think true. So. You gave me a big old hug. I remember when we first met, it was like freezing cold and I needed that
Oh warmth. My God, we weren't even open yet.
I needed that warmth. It was nice.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're so right. It was... I was trying to sell you. Damn, I'm always selling it.
Was it
2018,
2019?
No, it was January 2019. Ish, I was telling him, or no, it was December 2018, or yeah, December or November, because the smoker was there. They were still working on it. And I said, actually, I reached out to you on Twitter.
Twitter.
Loved y'all's stuff. Actually, my first hat I ever bought from y'all was a Lorenzo de Zavala hat, and I absolutely loved it. And it was actually defective.
Great.
And
edit this part out.
Yeah, edit it out. But no, this is going to show you how great the customer service was. This one, y'all were smaller. Jeb sent the email, text me. Hey, everything okay? We'll get you another. Got another one like literally the next day.
Right on.
Like apologize and like say we're going to make this right. And y'all did.
That's right.
It shows you the integrity y'all have from the very get-go.
And that was our only customer service problem we've had since.
Exactly. You know, I thought it was a joke when I saw your last name. I was like this. And so I told Jeb, I don't know. I remember going back and forth about this. I thought it was a joke because of your last name. And so,
yeah,
it all worked out.
I know everybody always says, are we related? I said, probably not, but it's a cool story. So I just like nod my head that. You know, everybody loves the flag, right? You know?
Yeah.
It's a mythical flag too, right? History.
I don't know.
They said it's a mythical flag.
It might be.
But, you know, at least it's a Zavala because we're all full of shit all the time anyways. But, you know, I was selling you in December of, hey, we're going to open this barbecue joint and we would love for you to do some designs for us. And you just like look at me. You're like, all right, like I'll think about it. Then I think you went and did some research on who we were. Mm-hmm. Maybe reach out to a man named Daniel Vaughn and say, are these people for real or not?
Right. Are they legit?
Yeah.
Is this real?
Because, you know, that was kind of the time. Don't you remember like the 2018, 2019? It was like barbecue joints popping up everywhere, right?
It was incredible. Yeah.
Is that the same kind of sense of feeling y'all have right now with like, T-shirt, lifestyle brands, you know, like it feels like they're just popping up everywhere.
It's like everything you see on Instagram is like a lifestyle brand T-shirt company.
Yeah, my sister, our neighbor, all of our friends. It seems like everyone's popping up with some kind of T-shirt company.
Especially within the last 5 or 6 years. Yeah. It's been wild, the Wild West. But luckily, we kind of got in early, so.
I know. That's how we kind of feel too, right? Because like you were able to be part of, like, create your own pathway, right? And y'all were able to create your own pathway and are known as, you know, a Texas lifestyle brand And now everybody wants to sell Texas of some sort, right?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, you know, when we started, Texas t-shirts were like, don't mess with Texas or a rifle or, you know, pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
Typically far right.
yeah, so, okay, you said it.
You know, and Jeb was able to come in and create some cool designs. It was more about the design than the t-shirt.
Yeah.
And kind of put his style and vibe to what we did.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember the first one I seen everybody wearing. Like a lot of our friends was like, what is it, the Topa Chica one, the little yellow? Yeah, like every single one of our female friends or everybody's wives had that shirt at some point, I think. So.
Well, I feel like it's more iconic, right? Yeah, so the designs, and it all touches to, you said earlier, lifestyle brand. I mean, it's the designs connect to barbecue, Topo Chico, sports,
I think
whatever it is.
I think I've seen more people with that, females, actually. Do y'all have a male version of the what's it, the Topa Chica? What's y'all's famous shirt y'all have
we
right now?
We did a Texas Chico once.
Did y'all do Texas Chico?
We did a small run of Texas Chico.
Just didn't have the same, thing, you know?
Like, I think it's so funny because one of Kristen's best friends, Linda, they run Dixie's. They're going to do a pop-up here. Quick little plug, 4-1. It's pass, whatever. But I think they're actually picking up y'all's line of clothing also there.
Very cool.
But, she is so proud, has all the kids dressed up in Tumbleweed. And when she found out that we're like partners, she was like, oh my God, you know them? Like, it's all we wear. So it's just really cool to be able to be associated with you guys.
That's really cool to hear. Yeah.
So as you know, as you've been going through this journey and, you know, everybody thinks it's an overnight success. Y'all started, how many years ago? Been doing it for how many years? Like, how did you get started? Were we all just drinking some cold beers in the garage and looked at each other and said, we're going to make some shirts?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't quite that glamorous. we were both high school teachers at the time.
I'm going to say this. Like, a lot of my high school teachers and coaches.
Yeah. Do they have their own lifestyle brands too?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, our friends that are teachers now, we'll just,
So I'll let you finish.
Okay, so we're not like them.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I guess back in 2011, Brian and I crossed paths at our high school there in Frisco, and I'm the art teacher, and Brian was the marketing teacher at the time, and so we kind of became friends because we both went to Texas Tech, so we had that in common. We've told this story a bunch of times, but he's seen me sketching some stuff at a faculty meeting. I guess I wasn't.
So you're bored.
Pretty much. I'm a sketcher, though. I heard it's actually good to sketch while you're listening.
For real?
Those people actually can. They're retaining the knowledge better.
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing.
I always have to make sure whenever we tell a story for the sake of his job, it's that's actually him listening and taking in the information.
Right. So anyway, I was sketching some Texas stuff like I normally do because, you know, I'm a practicing artist. So a lot of my art at the time was Texas theme, Southwest theme. And he's kind of looked over and he's like, dude, that looks really cool. That would look cool on a shirt.
But did y'all like know each other before you saw a sketch? Like, were y'all like had a beer with each other, or you're just like, who's this dude?
Just crossed paths in the hallway at school. I mean, because we were Red Raiders, we would talk about
guns up.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
And we'd talk about probably Texas Tech football, basketball. That was probably
it's a real casual relationship. Yeah. I mean, just like high in the hall kind of stuff. Because I mean, where he was at in the school, where I was at in the school, were kind of close, but not really where we would cross paths a whole lot. So yeah, I mean. He saw that. We just kind of like, he started talking. Brian has that business brain. And so he was like pushing like marketing, like, oh, we could do this. I could be your agent. You know, he was all these angles. And we kind of settled on t-shirts. Like, let's just go for it and try. You know, I think we met at Blue Goose, came up with kind of a name for what we were going to call our company.
What year was this in?
This was 2011.
2011.
2011.
So we're going on 12 years in August.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
So long.
Yeah. And we, you know, we finally came up with a shirt. It was the state of Texas, but then inside it said the word secede. It was real, you know.
That's Texas.
Yeah, it's cool. So that's all we did. It was a hand-drawn design. We took it to some guys in Denton, Texas. Pan Ector was the printers.
How sketch was the place?
Oh, they were printing out of a garage.
Nice.
You walk through the room. There's dog hair everywhere.
Oh, man. I love it.
But the nicest guys.
And the price point was perfect.
Yeah,
they were great. Yeah, I mean, they were straight out of college, super cool guys. Yeah. You know, real artsy and out of Denton, you know, and stuff. And so they printed our shirts, and I think about 2 weeks later, they're like, "Hey guys, they're ready." And so we went and picked them up, and we didn't even like look at them. We didn't know what we were doing. They just gave us a box of shirts, and so we drove about halfway back to Frisco, and we like stopped at the gas station. We got, dude, it's killing me. I gotta like see what these look like. It was I don't know. It was so cool. I just remember just going, dude, that's my drawing, and it's on like 120 shirts.
Nice. That's so crazy.
Shit, we gotta sell these now.
I know, right? It's like we put all that money for it. Let me ask a question, because you know everybody always talks about like, in their mind, they're like, oh my God, we have 120 shirts. They're going to sell out tomorrow.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to sell those 120 shirts?
It took a while. But there, see, the thing is, once we once we sold a third of them to friends and family, we had our initial investment back. Because we only spent $700.
Oh, so. You're not like us. We just give them away. I think that's the problem.
Well, we probably had a few of those. I think him and I, that shirt was very valuable, taking it out for ourselves. It was like, that's money right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like you said, you know, we put... you know, half and half in. Once we got our investment back, we took our money, took our cash back, and ever since then, we've been cruising forward without. We've never put a penny back in to the business.
No, that's
outside of that first investment.
And I'm glad that people are listening to that, because it's the same thing. Like I tell the wife all the time, like the first time I have to put our personal finances in our business, we're walking away.
Right.
Because like to truly have a business that's sustainable, like your business has to be profitable for you to be able to pay bills.
Yeah.
And you have to make sacrifices.
No doubt.
I can only imagine how much sacrifice you have had to make in the last 12 years.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Going on 12. Yeah.
A lot more people. It's like you said, you know, overnight success. People only see the pretty side from social media, but they have no clue what really goes down behind the scenes.
And I'm real appreciative of your last podcast that you did with your wife. We were trying to get Kristen to come on a couple of weeks ago. She's like, I'm not coming on. It's hard. Like, you know, even when we're doing our pop-ups at CJ's house, like his wife wanted to divorce him a couple of times. My wife wanted to kill me. Like, you know, y'all must have amazing spouses that believe in you and, you know, deals with the headaches, because I know at the beginning and even now y'all have like got a wonderful team, but y'all were hustling out on the streets, feet on the ground at all the events.
Still rolling, still doing it, still trying to make it day by day.
Yeah, early on we were definitely flying by the seat of our pants. You know, we were like, okay, you know, we get that third of the money back and we bought a new design, get a third of that money back. So we were just rolling 120 shirts like at a time, like every few weeks new designs were popping out. And then inventory started to build up, so we're like, okay, we got to get rid of this stuff. And so finding different avenues early on, like McKinney Trade Days and like Salina Cinco de Mayo Fest. I mean, we're like 100 people there or something, you know, at the time.
You sell five shirts, like, man, we made bank.
I know, man. Like, that's the truth. It's like, let me ask you a question. Me and CJ talk about this all the time. I miss those times. Yeah. How much do y'all miss those times? Like, it just seemed much more pure back then, didn't it?
Yeah. The art, you know, as much as art, pen to paper to Jeb, business is my art. And I love just the hustle, the grind, trying to figure things out, just trying to make things happen. I do miss those times.
Yeah, starting something new like that, and it was so exciting for both of us because it was kind of our first venture, I guess, like this, where we're in the retail world. And then I just had hundreds of ideas. I had sketchbooks just full of ideas. And, of course, most of those have already played out through the 12 years. I've got to come up with new stuff. But just knowing that I had this bank of things that I wanted to do that was going to come out was really exciting and I guess fun starting out.
It's like being a baby, you know. You have a kid, like my son, he has no clue. He jumps, runs, does things. He has no clue he might get hurt. You know, for us, it's like the more knowledge you have in business, the more risk you understand, the more you understand profit versus just money. So I miss times of just thinking, oh, we sold a shirt, made money, okay, we're doing well. Now you start realizing you got to take care of your customers. You got to take care of the bottom line. You got to
employees.
Employees, yeah. So I miss the times with the innocent stage of our business for sure.
No, where the mistakes weren't as costly, right? It was just like, oh, shit, it's just us. Now you have a whole team that can get impacted. And also, like you said, the consumers, right? Because they're the ones that keep us in business.
Yeah.
But through
that process, you know, we talk about selling our shirts, the how. It was also, I'm very thankful for our family. Because our business would not have kicked off if it wasn't for the relationships that we had. You know, from our principals, the teacher friends, the city of Frisco, of course, our family, hustling Facebook when like it was a little easier on social media. That was the fun part, seeing people from high school, from elementary school coming in, wanting to support us, buy a shirt, tell their friends. And so that was also, you kind of learned who our real friends were, you know.
100%. The ones that actually pay and not ask for free, right?
Right. Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, that's like the biggest thing, right? And I think that's the thing. No, it's a good thing why I try not to be at the restaurant as much, because I give away too much free shit and, like, you can't run a business that way. But yeah, like, it's true. Like, the people that really do believe in you, they're like, no, you're taking my money.
Right.
And that's like the most purest thing that somebody can do for a small business owner.
Agree. Yeah. And that's, I think that's made me kind of, you know, be a little bit introspective on that deal too. Like when I love supporting friends that start businesses and things, and yeah, I'm paying full price. I'm not, don't give me a discount.
You're going to give your money just to a big corporate place. Why would you not give it to your friend to support them?
So 100%.
Kinda, yeah.
There you go.
So
I know you get mad at me all the time. Put him on the spot. You can yell at me. Go ahead.
No, we're fine. We're good. I got a horrible text message from somebody at work, so kind of got sidetracked.
It's one of those good ones.
Oh, no. Yeah, this is a – it sounds like it's off. Where am I at? You don't keep talking. Go ahead.
Well, no. Now we're just all staring at you, man.
Well, I know. I see that. But
yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, like, I mean, you're gonna give your money to somebody else. Why would you not give it to you know, friends or family to try to help support their business? So kind of the same thing. So
yeah.
So what is one, like, the of this whole journey that you've been through, has there been a moment that y'all looked at each other and say, what the fuck did we get ourselves into? Like, that we were way over our heads on what we did.
There's probably a thought in my mind. I want to let you answer this first.
Oh, gosh. Well, when we got into wholesale, you know, and we started, like, we had stores start, that's about a year or so afterwards. We weren't even thinking about stores and things. We were just selling them to friends and whatever. We had a first couple stores reach out and go, do y'all wholesale? I'm like, well, no, but we can. And so then that just opened up a whole new realm of things, because then we had to figure out, how do you wholesale? You know, so then we're like, you know, what's the model? What's the strategy here? So I guess with that, that kind of started adding inventory and more investment. And so a lot, you know, so now we're carrying a lot more inventory. We're responsible for getting that stuff out the door at the times and deadlines that they wanted it. And so that actually kind of added, a little load of pressure that was something that we expected. And that comes to mind early on, is just kind of taking on wholesale and how to tackle that early on. Was, I think, sure, we were kind of looked at each other like, oh crap, I mean, we need to make a decision. Like, are we just going to keep being the small little shirt brand, kind of selling stuff here and there out of a tent, or are we going to, like, try to go big? And I think that's when we were like, okay, this is getting ready to get real. Or
so that was y'all started, you said 2011. So y'all started doing wholesale 2013,
probably the 2012? End of
2012 2013, and a lot of that was friends, you know. We had probably our first three retailers, give them a little shout out. One's down in Waco, Green, and then Lisa in Frisco.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was
in which place in Green?
It's now Green House. At the time, it was called, I can't remember what it was called.
I have no idea.
But it was a great little store. I mean, right there next to Green Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's still like our top, like, mom and pop, like, boutique store in the state. Like, they order weekly.
So back then it was just two places?
Yeah.
So how many places are y'all in now?
You know, in all honesty, because we have such a good team.
It varies a little bit.
They handle it. So I can't give an exact number because I don't know.
Yeah.
But it varies. I would say over the course of a year, we serve about 500 to 800 locations.
Nice.
And
that's
so,
a lot.
You know,
is it Texas, outside of Texas too?
Predominantly Texas. Like, for instance, Cavender's. You know, they might have 20 locations in Texas. We've done a little bit of white label, where mm-hmm. we've done some shirts that sold in Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, Oklahoma. But for the most part, it's taking our design and translating it to their state, because they love our stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's I get what you're saying. So what's, like, the most popular other state?
Probably.
Well, there was one time we did a deal with a group out in, I guess, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And so we were like, it's better here for Georgia and South Carolina. And, and then we were doing, like, the local, and we did all, basically a lot of our designs, we just translated into their state. So South Carolina people are very, very,
prideful.
I think behind Texas, South Carolina has to be up there.
Yeah.
And so we did really well in South Carolina. Louisiana people are really,
for
the
sure.
whole Louisiana
line.
Y'all
didn't put a crawfish or anything in one of those?
We didn't do a crop. We basically, they were still our designs that we had currently with Tumbleweed, and we just kind of made, like, I did a Louisiana Town shirt where I wrote all the cities in
oh
there.
Oh, my. Did you?
Yeah. I did a bunch of those. I've probably done 10 states where
did you?
I've got those ready to go.
Is there any Everything's Bigger in Vermont shirts you got coming out?
Yeah. That's a good idea, though.
There you go.
Jot that one down.
But I think, you know, that question, I think for me, is wholesale, but it wasn't necessarily because of wholesale. Like, oh, shoot, what did we get ourselves into? Is when once we lost control, because the moment you start working with business, you know, partners like, you know, Bucky's, yeah. Cavender's, whatever, large retailers, you're now within their control.
100%.
You know, and we have a couple of retailers that if, you know, you ship them something, you know, you get penalized if it's not exactly how they want it, or mm-hmm. you have to fold it a certain way, tag a certain way. And so once we kind of got out of our little easy system of print, ship, and go, that's when I realized it's like, man, why did we do this? And then once money hits your bank account, you realize why.
Yeah.
But
it makes sense, you know, with our stuff with Walmart and Central Market. Like, instead of us doing direct, we have a middleman that does everything, because to your point, like, their job is to fight the big guys to make yep. sure you get all your money.
Yeah.
Because you get penalized for every little thing.
No doubt.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not just like a Twitter message to you about a defective Zavala hat. It's like a pallet of t-shirts that are jacked up or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just like so crazy. So, you know, as much as I know we're the best brand that you carry outside of yourself, who are some of the other brands and collaborations that you've been able to work with? Like,
We've worked with, or currently, Tufts Brewery out of McKinney.
Nice.
You know, our I think, recipe of partnerships is barbecue, good food, good drinks, music. So,
so you know, there's a lot of our friends that own barbecue joints that I hope listen to this.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe one day we could get some designs and some shirts going on some BBQ distro.
Hey,
you know,
they know who to call. We're working with Hutchins,
nice.
Of course, out of
big old Twinkie. Yeah.
They're just right down the street from us.
Yeah.
And some things in music. We got.
We've done some band merch for quite a few bands.
Like who?
Josh Abbott Band.
What?
We currently do one for Randy Rogers.
Randy Rogers? Man, I love Randy.
Then my favorite, we did some stuff for Old 97s, which is like my favorite band like of all time. And so like when Philip, the drummer, reached out to me to do some shirts, I was like blown away. Like, this is so cool.
I have to say, probably my happiest moment, because you have the best poker face in the world. Like, your poker face is scary.
Right on.
Like, I don't
I'm actually,
like, I don't even, poker. Like, sometimes, like, I don't even know when you're happy, but I know you're happy, you know? But I've never seen you more pure and happy than the last Troubadour Fest with your wife and your friends. Like, that made my life.
Yeah.
Like, you were in heaven, so happy, enjoying the moment. And that's what it's all about.
Well, that's when my worlds collided. You know, you got the good Texas country music, then you got the great barbecue, great friends, and the weather was perfect. I mean, it was just, it was a good time.
Like,
have good at those.
We need to do some more like that, you know?
Yeah. You didn't mention Whataburger. We've done some.
Texas Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
So we do have some big collaborations with some larger corporations in Texas. We need to lock down like Shiner and Bluebell, Lone Star.
Maybe we get something going with Lone Star. You know, that'll be the ultimate dream. You know, hopefully, you know, we see something in the future.
I'll put that pretty high up on that bucket list right there.
Now, we may know some people. You know, they did drop off this 30-pack.
Which is crazy. I've never seen a 30-pack of Lone Star until today.
Like, bro, in high school when we were...
Keystone. It was Keystone Light.
We weren't drinking.
30 racks. Who? You wouldn't drink.
Yeah, like, bro, this is like... Why didn't they have this for us when we were in college and in high school?
And, you know, I think in high school we drank Lone Star heavy, too.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, no.
Oh.
We have a good story about that. One of our good friends... I guess we can't get in trouble anymore, right? So the Gopher Bowl,
7 years.
The Gopher Bowl, we were playing football. We had a friend named Kevin Mansheim. He's actually a military. And actually, I don't know if we could, well, I'm not going to say where his wife's at. But the craziest thing ever is we're 17, 18 years old after it was our senior year, and we're playing football in the Gopher Bowl. And he has this.
Chelsea, take note the story.
And he has this F-150 with the toolbox in the back. And there was a Lone Star beer, heavy, red, and it was hot as hell. And we thought it was cool to be drinking a hot Lone Star beer at the Gopher Bowl.
On the field. Was it? It was the weekend. It was a weekend, obviously.
Yeah.
We didn't get caught. It was back before cameras and all that other good stuff.
On the field for it.
Yeah, we were playing football. We
got, during the season?
No, this was
right, it was right after the season.
Yeah, right after the season.
Like basketball season already started.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't play basketball?
No, man, I was short.
Okay. Come on,
he was trying to be the Mexican Muggsy Bogues.
But like we had to go like find 6-packs and 12-packs. Yeah, you know, it was so hard to find Lone Star.
He's
back in the
one that introduced us to Lone Star. As much as Joe thinks that it was him, it was not him. It was 100% Kevin, because prior to that, we drank
Natty Light.
Fuck anything at that point when you're 16, 17 years old.
No, 21. What? 21. We have to say 21.
Oh.
Yeah.
We weren't 21 in high school.
But no, like starting April 1st, throughout Texas, you're going to be able to find 30 packs of Lone Star.
Which is really cool. I was actually texting the guys on the deer lease I'm with, and they were like, what the hell? Da, da, da. So, because we can like find like 18 packs, 12 packs out there. So,
and the thing about as y'all know with Lone Star Lights, like, shit, you can drink like 100 of them and you're still good.
Yeah. Right.
Don't condone.
I'm impressed that you got your hands on one of these early.
You must know people. Pack?
Wow. We're trying to know people, you know. It is definitely the national beer of Texas, and hopefully it's going to become a big staple in the barbecue world. It already is, but we want to amplify it.
Yeah, no, 100%. And why would you not, like I said? So, yeah,
especially, you know, be able to work in barbecue distro, in Zavala's barbecue distribution. It'll be really good. Maybe cook some stuff with it. Maybe, you know, we're definitely going to try to get a collaboration going with Lone Star possibly, you know, Tumbleweed and ourselves. Yeah. Would be
cool. We give out a complimentary Lone Star to our customers on Saturdays, Fridays, and Saturdays in our store.
Well, you know, I actually saw that, and I took that idea for our barbecue speakeasy.
Okay.
So I stole it.
It's a good idea.
Well, I feel like we had an impact
somewhere else. Yeah.
probably from barbecue lines, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But are y'all having a refrigerator? Do y'all have a Yeti? Like, how do y'all give it out?
We had a fridge that has went out of business. So now we just bring the cooler Yeti.
Yeah.
Throw them in there. Ice it up.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe we have to get some Lone Star Yetis up there too.
It'd be nice.
It'll be good. You know, partners helping partners out, right?
Well, like that's what I like to hear.
It'll be good. So,
I don't know if you already asked this. But I heard Cavender's. What other stores are you all in?
We have
let's talk big retailers, because they have over ebbs and flows, like a few hundreds.
Yeah, we love small local boutiques to larger.
I guess like the larger ones. Like.
Yeah, so we got Cavender's, Bucky's, Academy, Shields, Tyler's, Rally House. Those are some of our Whole Earth Provision. So those are our big ones. And then we always like giving shout out. Greenhouse is a retailer next to Green Hall down in New Braunfels.
Nice. And
they're definitely one of our top tier retailers. They sell so many dang shirts. It's just
so many people that are just flooding down there, just walking the streets.
Yeah, it's just like the perfect little area, you know. Yep. And it's truly Texas, right? And it literally evokes everything that Texas is. You got the Guadalupe.
Yeah.
You got, you know, Gristmill. Get you a chicken fried steak with the green beans.
Yeah.
And, you know, got to drink you a Lone Star inside Green Hall.
That's my old stomping grounds, you know, from New Braunfels. So
I know.
We like it.
It was funny. I didn't know your dad was actually a quarterback at Texas Tech.
He was. He was a quarterback in, I guess, from 67 to 69.
Like, that's unbelievable. Years. Did you play?
He beat Texas twice. And
did he really?
Beat A&M twice.
You swear?
I swear.
That is so cool.
He was there. He did it.
Like, I met your dad 2 years ago when y'all did the
popped up here.
Yeah. He was the nicest guy ever.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He was so happy just to hang out by the smoker and just hang out and chill.
Well, he's a backyard barbecue griller smoker dude, you know. So
man, we're gonna have to go down and do a video with him, and so he can tell stories about being Texas and A&M. I think it'll be good.
Yeah,
I think it'll be good.
He's got some good. He's got some really good stories.
Where they live in New Braunfels, they got some good. That's where a lot of musicians live, you know. So they have a couple neighbors pretty close to them.
Yeah, he lives like 2 doors down from Drew Kennedy. He's like one of our neighbors
down
there. Yeah. And then Josh Grider's there, and then Randy Rogers just lives like a couple blocks over.
Josh Grider is a One Night Taco Stand, right?
Yeah.
That's my favorite song.
Yeah.
And I think Wade Bowen lives there, Cody Canada. So there's a lot of them there in town.
Austin Mead down there too, I think, right?
Austin Mead actually lives on the same street that I grew up on at Canyon Lake.
You're lying.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm. He lives like, half, not even half a mile. Like
so if you know Jeb, don't say where the address is.
Yeah. I can't even remember the address because it was like a route number. It wasn't a real street.
So when you grew up, or your parents right now, do they live close to the river or on the river? Or
well, when I was in high school, we lived at Canyon Lake.
Okay.
And now since I went to college and stuff, they moved into town into New Braunfels.
Okay.
So I just lived kind of behind the high school there.
Yeah.
But the river, yeah. I mean, we can get down, like Landa Park's just right down the hill. So we'll just go tubing it on the Comal. Like it takes us literally 5 minutes to get there and be parked and ready to go.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Well, one thing I'm really, actually I'm proud of is you vacation hard. And when you vacation good. Like, how do you, like, you enjoy the moment and you take it in. Like, how the hell do you do that? I'm trying to figure out how to do that. Like, I'm, like, thinking about a thousand things. You're like, I can truly tell you're having a great time with your kids or your wife or whoever your friends are with y'all, too. Like, you're taking every second of it in and enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of the idea of it all. But, I mean, yeah, growing up in a in an education family, you know, like, we had everyone in my family had summers off growing up. Like, my mom was a school nurse. My dad was a coach. And so we were kids in school. So every summer we were going to go do stuff.
Yeah.
We were road trippers, campers, Colorado beach. You know,
do you have the best trip as a kid memory?
Oh, boy. We did one, I guess, my ninth grade year where we did a whole, like, New Mexico up through Colorado. And some of my best trips were school trips, though. In high school,
you don't say, huh?
I was the president of the Technology Students Association, so I would qualify for nationals. Luckily, all 4 years.
Because you're amazing.
Yeah. So it was drawing, it was drafting, engineering, drawing, and stuff. Perfect. Was what I was doing. So I was competing in that. But we did one where we went all the way to like Pennsylvania, up to Maine, all the way down to Chicago. I mean, I saw the whole East Coast in high school, so it was cool. But yeah, vacations are important to our family. We like getting out and doing stuff, and my wife works hard. In the corporate world, so she definitely likes to just check out and like do nothing but read and hang out and just enjoy outside.
I love how much, like, you are a Lone Star man, but you love beer in the sense of you got good taste. Like, you're always open to tasting new stuff. Not me, you know. I just
I like some craft beer.
Well, my wife and I on the other side don't travel a whole lot because we're always working. I know, but I think some of our fondest memories with Tumbleweed is actually family trips. We used to, before two of our kids were born, that changes everything. My wife and I are in a different stage of life. With three
little
kids.
We're there together.
Yeah. And so it's like, do you want to go on vacation with a 3-year-old? Nah, we'll just stay home.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But we've taken some trips with his wife and my wife, and we hit up Portland. And you talk about beer, man, the craft beer scene out there is just amazing. So, we've been to Portland, New York.
Did Boston one time.
Savannah. So, you know, we like taking these trips. One is almost like a reward for like trying to give back to our wives, like to go out and give them a good time. Say, hey, this is what all this work has worked, you know, been gotten to it, you know, gotten for you. But we'd also get art inspiration and culture inspiration, just seeing what the world's like.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we've gotten some really good ideas out on our travel. And that's another thing I love about traveling is just like picking up ideas. You know, I'm an artist at heart. And so, little, like finding a cool font, kind of finding a cool garment design, just vibe, bring it back, put a Texas spin on it.
For sure.
You know, I know this question, like, is, you know, it's hard, right? You know, y'all been in it for 12, 13 years, you know, y'all want to be in it for another 20, 40, 50 years, right? Y'all want to be able to have this legacy that y'all leave for your kids, but also that, you know, leave your thumbprint in Texas, right? And y'all have been doing that. Yeah. Y'all are one of the leading lifestyle brands of Texas. What's your dream? Like, in 5 years, like, you'd be like, yes, that's, like, think big. Like, what is it that Tumbleweed will be, if everything happens, you know, your ultimate dream?
Right.
What would it be?
Man, right now, it depends on the day, you know? I think for me, my biggest passion is building teams. So I love hiring people, training them up, getting them on board with the vision that we have. So I think for us down the road is I want to build a team that has the same passion that we have for the lifestyle that we're living, but kind of expanding on our custom design, working with the most iconic brands of Texas, barbecue, craft beer, Lone Star, Yeti, you know, anyone that wants to throw a bone our way, but is just expand on that. And I think grow in just beyond just t-shirts is, you know, we have outerwear. We have, I think, the best hats that you can find. It's just kind of expanding on what we're doing and just figuring out how to do it better, figuring out how to better serve our customer, and building a good team to help us out with it. just so we're not doing all the work.
No, I know. Having a good team really does matter.
For me, I'm still a teacher, and I'm going to try and make it one more year, and I can retire, get my pension. But like Brian was saying, Frisco is like pretty much the place to be like right now. Like we just got the PGA. Of course, the Cowboys are there. So there's so many, I think, opportunities just in our own backyard.
Yeah.
There's a Universal Studios like theme park coming for little kids. And
yeah,
because I saw that.
There's going to be a ton of opportunities for local businesses to thrive off that. So I just think there's a lot of things just in our own town that we can kind of like, as far as a vision, I think there's a way we can get plugged in more with local and like really grow that.
And I think you're right because, you know, you see that with Hurtado, right, with the Texas Rangers. They and, you know, even like as we were talking to Walmart into the Central Market, like local is a new thing, right? It's like how do you work with local businesses? The bigger you are, the more local you want to be, right? So I think you are thinking the right way. And I think, you know, having the PGA up there is going to be massive. I think there's a lot of opportunities there. I know y'all have done a couple things kind of ish with them, right?
Yeah.
You know, I know Frisco, you know, I believe you're one of the chambers at 40 under 40, right? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a big thing, right? Because Frisco is the place to be, and it's massive, and there's a lot of great companies out there.
I think ultimately it's like taking a taste of Texas is we want to be able to produce merchandise and designs that people all around the world, if it's tourists coming into Frisco at our retailers all across Texas, they can take a little piece of Texas back with them. And then trying to create that lifestyle through social media as well. So I feel like that's kind of what we get the biggest joy of is seeing all the people wear our stuff while they're listening to music, having fun time, going on their vacations. And we're a little piece part of that.
Is there, speaking of that, has there been a moment that somebody had your shirt on and you're like, holy shit, they have our shirt on?
Been a few of those.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to just see normal people, you know, in the airport, and people send me pictures of, look, I'm in Hawaii. Look at this guy I saw at the airport. He's got our shirt on.
Yeah.
I saw when my wife and I went to Mexico a few years ago, like to a resort, and there was like a whole group of people wearing, I had no idea who they were, but they're all wearing tumbleweed stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I think the one for me, just because, like, if there's three iconic people that have worn our shirt, I would put, like, that helped us get where we're at today. I'd put Chet Garner,
nice.
Daniel Vaughn, and this guy named Joe Zavala.
Yeah, right.
Because but we've had connections there. The one guy that we have absolutely no clue how he got the shirt was Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, shut wow. up.
And
are
so,
you
like,
serious?
He was wearing our Bike Texas t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it was like, I have no clue how he got that shirt.
That's pretty cool.
But that was
that's
cool
actually one. Real cool.
Yeah, that was pretty
Everybody cool. knows Dale Jr.
Yeah.
And it was our bike shirt. Yeah, I guess he's a big cyclist. So that was
that's awesome. Joe actually had a humbling moment too. He saw one of his hats at a flea market.
That's where you made it, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's like it was up there with like band tees and like old barbecue hats. So yeah, that's when he knew he made
it. I see our shirts at thrift stores all the time. Yeah. Like, and they're selling them for sometimes more than what we were.
Yeah, like what the hell?
The question is, did you buy it?
My dad did not buy it. My dad saw it at Trader Village here in Grand Prairie.
Okay.
It was one of our orange, like I think it was like one of the old ones.
Yeah, like one of the
original ones. But it's just funny as hell that we made it. We're a Trader Village,
and it's funny because like that hat actually, because that was before y'all started making form and stuff like that. So there was a time when Joe was only selling hats, and look, people always call me a fucking dick to Joe, but he's my best friend. He's my brother. So I was like, hey, are you gonna ever sell barbecue? You're just gonna sell hats because at some point you're gonna shit it out the pot. So obviously, you know, it worked out for him, but.
Well, I just thought of someone else that we saw with our shirt, Pauly Shore.
Shut
up. He was doing a stand-up, and he had our Texas Town shirt on, and someone sent us the picture.
Does he live in Fort Worth?
I think he, yeah.
I have no idea, but that
Dane
was
posted,
so random.
Like, Dane from Dane's Barbecues posted a picture of him and Ashley with him at,
he's
like,
always here
at
DFW.
I think he lives in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
He had one of our shirts on.
I always see him at comedy shows in DFW, like kind of popping in and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's pretty funny, actually.
Pauly Shore.
Now, I will say probably one of the biggest highlights was I just drew a blank, but it was wide receiver, Dallas Cowboys. Was on K-104.
Des Bryant?
No, it's from
Little
Elm.
Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley?
Yeah, he was rapping on K-104.
Hot sauce.
Yeah, and he had our antlers shirt on.
Yeah.
He's a, you know, yeah. Did he went back to play with the Bills in the playoffs, right?
I think so. Yeah, he did. So, yeah. I actually saw him at a Baylor. We were getting our COVID shots together. And not at all, actually. Not at all. Now, you say there's a bunch of, like, lifestyle brands and stuff like that popping up. Like I said, we all see them all the time. So, like, I'll be very transparent. Like, in barbecue, like, as much as you like to think that, you know, it's this giant family, there's some, like, undercover shade. Like, do y'all ever see that, like, in, like, the T-shirt world? Like, is there, like, do you ever, like, see your stuff? You don't have to say names. But do you ever, like, see your stuff and, like, this motherfucker stole our idea? Like,
I'll let the artist speak to this
one. Oh, yeah, we run into that a lot. It's there was one company down in Fredericksburg that basically just stole our Texas Towns design. And they highlighted the word Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
And my kids were little, and I was, like, so mad. And I pulled it up, and I went to the little girl that was working on the counter. I'm like, who did this? You know? And my kids are, like, filming it on their phones and stuff.
Let me ask you a question. Like, So my lawyer.
Okay, here we go. Oh,
you're big time.
We're good friends. He's my son's daughter. His daughter's my son's babysitter. So he always comes and helps us at festivals. We're at Lockhart Texas Monthly Barbecue Fest. Oh, by the way, Coca posted out Southwest Beverages posted out a video. You can check it out on YouTube. A little drop.
Nice.
So they had this guy was selling quilts and, like, posters with all our logos on it. And it was actually the one Jeb you did of the play on Lone Star, right? And I was pissed. Just, like, I know the feeling. Oh. It's like, how are you making money off of us?
Right.
And so I told my lawyer, I said, hey, like, can we do something? He's like, yeah, we can do something. This is, like, it's $500 an hour. Do you really want to do something? I said, okay, never mind. We're good.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, like I said, we were kind of early on in the game. And so since then, there's been a lot of people kind of come in and copycat. I don't even hardly get on Etsy anymore because so many people will try to, like, just take a design that we've done. And now they're just selling a digital version of it. And you can buy it for, like, $3. And there's people just girls printing them at home on their own shirts with little stickers, you know.
But I guess it kind of comes at that thing, right? It's like, all right, if you're. You almost is like, all right, go ahead and sell it because people still know it's our design. And, you know, yeah, you're taking the money from it. But the grand scheme of things, you're going to do it for a month and then you're gone because you realize it's too much work.
Right, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you ask that. You know, what frustrates me is not just someone copying the design, but when they try to mimic exactly our brand. There's some local brands out there that's like, we drop a Texas girl shirt. They drop a Texas girl shirt.
How we know people like
we're,
that?
we're two teachers in Frisco ISD. Oh, they're also a former teacher in Frisco ISD. They're popping up at all the same barbecue joints and all the same. And we support a local brewery, so they go support a local brewery. Like,
you're like checking your store for fucking cameras. Like, and like, oh, yeah.
And the funny thing is, and then you see them walking in our store. It's like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
And that's what frustrates me is, there's other brands out there that, in a sense, are kind of like competition, like Halle Brothers, right? Like, we're at the same stores, sometimes in the same sections, but they're doing their thing, and they're doing it their way.
Yeah.
And we have, I mean, Jeb probably wears Halle Brothers more in our own stuff.
Well, shit, right. So now, exactly. I got my favorite tumbleweed shirt on with my, you know, Halle Bros, because, like, it's like a good comp, like, they complement each other.
No doubt.
And, like, it's a compliment, you know?
Yeah, and that's what we love about them and some other brands. Like, they do it their way, and they found their way to success. So what gets to me is the brands that are trying to copy them, copy us, and do it the way we did.
But it. Well, or like brands that'll be like, people come to us at an event and go, oh, I saw you at whatever. And we're like, that wasn't us.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
Like when there's a confusion factor, that's gets me upset. Hey,
you want me to talk about confusion? Yeah. Talk about every Mexican barbecue joint's the same fucking place. Like, I can't tell you how many times we've been called other Mexican barbecue joints. I'm like, bro, just cause you serve a taco doesn't mean that we're all the same people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I understand that frustration. Like, it's like, no, that's not who we are.
Yeah.
Like, know who we are. Put some time and effort into it. Please.
That's why, I mean, we put a lot of time and effort into our branding and the things that we do, like our hem tags and our social media. We try to all tie it all together.
Can I tell you something?
A story built.
I had more people upset that we didn't have the hem tag on our Brisket and Main shirts and all that stuff. They were so excited because they thought we were going to have them on there. So I think we're going to have to pay extra.
We can do it. It'll cost you $2 a shirt.
I know. That's all right. Well,
times are tough, man.
Well, no. I love it. This is real shit. You know, we're going to pass it right on to the consumer. So it's $4. There you go.
Yeah.
Double it.
So our shirts are $30. Now they're about to be $34.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is live. This is us doing business right now, right?
Okay.
Business 101.
Wait, before I go home and check the shirts, what's a hem tech?
Do we have it on here?
It's a little red, like it's a little small, like red.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Shit, yeah.
Oh, scroll down. If Hutchins has it, I'm going to be sad.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit. They paid for it.
Should have been local. Yeah.
Yeah. they pay on time.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Edit that part out.
He ain't lying. Times are tough right now.
I was weird whenever you said you want to be on net 6 months. So yeah. Net 120 was a weird thing. That was awkward.
Oh, man. You ain't playing right now. We have, like, it's so funny because we have a CFO, and he sent an email to Brian because he's asking all these questions. And it's just good to let go, right? Because, like, there gets to a point where you need to bring in smarter people to run the business.
Yeah.
Because you got to do what you're good at, right? And bring in smart people. And, like, he's laying the hammer down on me and Kristen, and it's scary, but it's good, right? It's just crazy.
He was asking those questions, and I texted you later, then I'm like, is everything okay? Yeah, I'm not used to you asking questions.
Yeah, I was like, no, you know, we're good. He's just, you know, he's putting everything in spreadsheets like we're supposed to do. Like, all right, what's our net terms? Like, he's getting, like, you know, like, it's like all about cash flow. Because, you know me, like, I get something, I just try to pay real quick because I don't want to spend the money on something else. And he's like, no, that's not how you run a business. He's like, you don't? I was like, yeah, it's all about having cash. I was like, all right. So,
EBITDA.
Well, I'll give a little shout out to, we have that's actually my sister-in-law, Audrey. She's actually living up in Denver, but she's able to put more time now, but kind of in our CFO role, even though she has no experience in it. But she's just great with spreadsheets, so it works out fantastic. But man, she's finding all this data right now of like,
oh shit moment.
Like, oh yeah, it's like, oh shoot, like why are we spending so much money on that when we make so little on that?
And so example, I wasn't even looking at price because, you know, our partners are supposed to take care of us. Ben and Keith, I'm paying $43 for a 24 pack. Coke comes in because we have to do some stuff, and directly to Coke is $27. Hmm. It's like, how long have I been paying that difference for?
Right.
Yeah. Adds up.
Like every single penny adds up.
Oh, 100%.
So it's crazy. So I know we've got a couple minutes. Y'all have PGA up there. We've been talking about our championship dinners, you know, because I think Scotty Scheffler is doing the Masters dinner this weekend, right? Is it the Masters this weekend or next weekend?
Next weekend.
Next weekend. So we're going to end this. It's kind of like our thing I think we're going to do for our guests. Like, what is your championship dinner? You know, appetizer.
Oh, boy.
Your main course. You can throw some seafood or a side thing with it. Some sides and then dessert.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you go on this one.
Mm. Y'all both are good.
Well, appetizer, I have to go with,
Go with your heart.
Texas Twinkie from Hutchins. Okay. I think that's like the best bite we have in Frisco. I'll take a Texas Twinkie.
You can say Texas. It's okay. Yeah,
Texas Twinkie. I'm a Tex-Mex guy, so I need like a super platter type of deal. I need like a sour cream chicken enchilada, a cheese enchilada, crispy taco, rice and beans, and then like a huge bowl of chips and salsa.
Everybody's going to shit right after. Everybody's shitting everywhere. I like it.
How about guac and chips or queso too with it?
Yeah, I'd do some queso.
Okay.
I'd do guac too, but I like salsa. Yeah. And then dessert, like, have you ever been to Whiskey Cake?
Yes.
Oh my God, their whiskey cake is amazing.
Is it really?
That would be my dessert.
Okay.
Man.
Go with your heart.
There's so many things. 100%. It doesn't really matter from where, but chips and queso is my thing. Main meal, man. I had one direction. You started saying enchiladas, and that was speaking to me. You know, I'm a big sucker for good sushi.
Okay.
And so I think.
You're about to get an Uchiba, I believe, up in Frisco.
Really? I didn't know that.
Or Plano, one of those two. Okay. They're all next to each other.
Yeah. So I don't know. Probably going that direction.
Are you a sushi or sashimi or sushi roll person? Like, what is it?
I love spicy tuna.
Yeah.
That's my thing right there.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
No. This is about you. Oh, okay. You got dessert, too.
Man, dessert, creme brulee, 100%.
What? Look at that fancy guy over here.
Going all over the globe with it.
My wife likes.
Creme brulee, too? Kristen likes it, too, with the strawberry up top.
Crack it.
Yep. Mm. It's good.
Well, it has to have that good crispy top. You know, if it doesn't have that crispy top, it's okay.
I know y'all are probably really nervous coming to this podcast because we were very unprepared. Or actually, we're always prepared, but people feel like we're not unprepared.
Just our wives. Which, side story to that, I don't know if you saw her. She didn't see you sitting here because she saw the grill, but she popped her head around the corner, flipped her tongue at me, and squeezed her boob. So she saw you and then immediately ran away.
Was this what y'all thought it was going to be? Are y'all a little disappointed? Y'all wanted harder questions, or this was fun?
This is a good time.
No, this is great. I like it laid back. You know, when we do a podcast, we have like usually like a list of like 20 questions.
Oh, so
like, it's all, everybody has a printout. So I'm liking the
we tried,
laid back, like let it flow.
We tried that at the very beginning, and CJ wanted to kill me. Yeah. Like literally, he said, F you. And if you ever make me, like, he literally printed out my paper and just tore it in front of me. So this is what I think about you planning shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and here's the thing, too. Like, we're very fortunate because we're two best friends. We've been best friends for, you know, 20 plus years, which is weird to say at this time. So we can read off each other.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and like having to like go through like a spreadsheet and like this minute, that's it. That's not us. And we're not going to force it to be us, you know. And kind of the same thing here. He's like, what are we going to talk about? I'm like, dude, it's like we know them. Like, and we're best friends. We'll just talk. Like,
so, it's so funny because to his point where we don't do the spreadsheet stuff, we brought in the smart people. You know, our barbecue distro team, we have Kyle, Brent and Lisha and Ginger Blogger, but you know, Sean and Cole. And the funny thing is like we've always been talking about sponsorships, and literally Kyle, our CEO, overnight puts together a one pager and a deck real quick for us to go pitch for stuff, and has how much a spot is, like broken down and everything. I'm like, what? Like, it's incredible having a team just like you say something and it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to have people that are smarter than you, that know their niche, that can do stuff. And that's one thing we learned in business, too. If there's something incredible you don't like to do or know how to do, find someone that can, that they'll like it.
Yeah.
So I want to say thank you so much, but I want to make sure that people can find you. So please tell them where you're located, and also all your social media handles and also your website. And if there's anything you want to tell them, if there's a discount code or anything, like have at it.
Well, website, it's tumbleweedtextiles.com. The key thing is when you spell textile, it's T-E-X-S-T-Y-L-E-S, because we're all about that Texas style. You
love
know?
It.
Or shop TWT.com. Instagram's our kind of our main feed, but it's at shop TWT is where you find us. And of course, if you just type our name, you're going to find us.
You just type in tumbleweed and like shirt, like we'll pop up.
Nice. And y'all are located? Y'all's headquarters, flagship store?
We do have a store in downtown Frisco at the corner of Main Street and South County Road.
You should tell them to change it to shirt so you can be located on Main and Shirt.
We'll get on that.
That'd be good. Sometimes I feel like we anchor that spot. You know, it's
a beautiful store, too. I went there like late last year, whatever. My cousin was telling about it, too. He owns Pinecone Customs in East Texas. So if you see any shirts, I'm joking. No, but yeah, I went there last year. Great store, great cool vibe, the whole thing. Like, just, I don't think y'all were there. If you were, you probably looked out the window and said, went back upstairs. But no, cool store. So
yeah, maybe we could do some sloppy wands out there one day, or maybe I'll do a cooking class out there. Like, we'll have some fun.
That'd be great.
Drink out some Lone Stars.
30 packs.
But again, thank y'all so much for coming.
Definitely.
Like, y'all are great partners. Y'all are great friends. Y'all really believed in our vision from day one and very appreciative of it. You know, there's a lot of great things that are going to be coming up, and I can't wait to do this journey with you guys. And again, if y'all want a piece of Texas, there's only one place to go. That's Tumbleweeds. So make sure, you know, I've been rocking them. You know, y'all been doing our stuff for 4 years, I believe, going strong. And, you know, absolutely love you guys. First class. Your team's amazing. Your product is unbelievable. And thank y'all so much for joining us.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
An honor.
So that about wraps it up. I got to go use the restroom. So this is CJ.
This is Joe.
Y'all be good.
Peace.
Bye.
What the hell was that loud ass noise?
I know. I thought it was a gas thing.
BBQDistro.com.
Full of that lean, fucking with that cuz. It's going down, baby. What?